Okay, today is Daf Kuf Beis. We're on Kuf Beis somewhere, but there really is nowhere to start today's Daf. It's one long continuous story. We'll start from the top line. Man Tana Akiros. Who's this Tana that held that if you leave, you have to make a bracha, and when you return, you have to make a new bracha? Who said that? And the Gemara answers Rabbi Yehuda. It's Rabbi Yehuda, right? It's Rabbi Yehuda. The Tanya. Chaverim shayim esubim. If a bunch of friends are sitting together, va'akru raglehem, and they get up, leilech lebeisak nesel lebeis hametrish, and they go to shul. You can have that. We had that once. The friends were together. We had a barbecue, and we left the barbecue to go down in chamayruv. Right? Remember that? Now says Tosfos. This is what I'm doing. It the second to bottom Tosfos. Va'akru raglehem mikan mashma. From here you see shim shachak lehispalel. Forgot to daven, or you didn't have to get. You made up. I'm going to go daven in the middle of the barbecue. I'm going to go daven. V'nizkar be'emta sudaso, and you remember in the middle of yisud the v'hispal. You go daven. She ain't sarach bracha fil lechatchila. You don't have to make a bracha. Oh, we're going to daven now. We have to bench now. And then when I come back, we have to make a new brachas. You don't have to do that. You just go daven, right? Uma shehivya Rabbi Yontif Raya and Parakisi Adam. Rabbi Yontif tried to bring a raya from Parakisi Adam, the opposite, that the Amar Mishnah Beruche Bahadei Dadi Lo Be'efshar. You can't do two things at one time. You can't be in the middle of a suda and go daven at the same time. Impossible. No, Shetaruch Levarach Berachas Hamazon. They have to visit the bench, the Yitol Yadav, and then wash again. Ain't a raya. That's not a raya. The Dafka Gar Berachas Hamazon Amin Hachi Davi Hefzik Gemar Suda. Yeah, if you bench. It's a hefsek, it's the end of a suda. Aval tefila, but just go daven. Afal gav de mecha l'tzluyi b'hadi adadi lo efshar im kach klum. It's true. You can't be eating while you're davening. You can't be a meal. You can't do that. But so what? Does it make a difference? It's not considered a leaving the suda. And therefore, if you leave, you don't have to bench. When you return, you don't have to make any new brachas. Just go daven. Come right back. Happened many times. Happens by a sheva brachas. Like people, the middle will daven ma'ariv or something. Happen all the time. Not an issue. Okay? Then, kishehin yotzin, when you come back, ein tu'unin bracha lemafreya. So first of all, you don't have to make a bracha when you leave. Or kishehin chosin, when you return, ein tu'unin bracha lechachila. You don't have to make a bracha when you come back. In other words, the yisurah resumes. Amar Rav Yehuda, vedemor amurim, when is that true? Bezman sheinichu sham mikzas chaverim. That's as long as you left some of the chevra there. The women count? As part of the chevra, the men are going to go daven. The women will sit there and sit in yenta. Does that count? I don't know. Aval bat lo inichu shemichas chaverim. You don't know. Nobody stayed. Everyone got up to go daven. Kishen yotzin tuna bracha lemafreya. So when you leave, you have to bench or make a bracha al achrona. Or kishu chosin tuna bracha lechadchila. And when you return, you have to make a bracha lechadchila. Right?
Careful not to start eating until
that's where Tosa made a mistake. Nobody's perfect. They forgot. Right? Nobody's perfect. You're right. It's probably better not to do it like that. But sometimes you plan it like that. I'm going to my friend who's right next door to the shul. So we'll start the suda and then I'll run next door and go daven. Right? For 10 minutes. 15 minutes. That's all. What? Yeah, you do it by weddings. You do it all the time. You do it. It comes up a lot. So he seems to see. Since we're machlokas about this issue, right? Ella, from now until we get to the bottom of the oven, it's very, very confusing. So many sheets back and forth. Ella, taima, the reason of the chachamim, de bedivrehem to unen bracha lachrehem koman. According to them, you have to make a bracha. If a bracha achrona is required in the place where you ate, meaning you can't make a bracha achrona on the run, then kishen yotzin, that when you leave. Ain't doing a bracha l'mafreya. You don't have to make a bracha achmona. Ukeshen chozin ain't doing a bracha l'chachila, because you have to come back anyway. Avul b'dvarim she ain't doing a bracha l'achmei b'mkolman. But if you don't have to make a bracha achmona in its place, you can make it anywhere. You can make it in the car. Then I feel the rabbanon, even according to the rabbanon, keshen yotzin when they leave, tune in bracha l'mafreya. They have to make a bracha achmona. Ukeshen chozin tune in bracha l'chachila. Eim alahavit tiyufta de Rav Yochanan. Let's say this is a tiyufta on Rav Yochanan who said before. That if you shinui makom, He ain't zarech levarech, and it makes no difference about bracha achron. It makes no difference. So the Gemara says, we already upshlugged him yesterday. How many times are you going to bury this guy? We already yesterday said he's wrong, right? Lav miyosvina chadazimna. Didn't we say he's wrong yesterday? So the Gemara says, yeah. So name and mehanami tiyufti. He's wrong again. Amalach Rabbi Yochanan, no. Who adid that filu bedvarim she'ein teunin bracha lachem koman. Even if it's a play, even if it's a situation where you don't have to make a bracha achrona in its place, nami ain't tzarech levarech. You don't have to make another bracha. I v'detoni akru raglayin, which is mashma that only if you have to make a bracha achrona in its place. No, lo diacha kocho to Rabbi Yehuda to tell you how machmer Rabbi Yehuda is that feel dvarim tuna bracha achrayim koman. Even if you have to come back and make a bracha achrona, you can't make a bracha achrona on the way home in the car. You don't want to do that. You have to come back to the spot. Doesn't make a difference. Taima dinichu mixas chaveirim. The why? You know why you don't have to make a bracha when you go daven? Some of the guys already daven, so they're sitting there still. Or maybe the women. Avalohi nichu mixas chaveirim. But if nobody's still there, everyone got up to go daven. Kishen yotzin tuna bracha lamafreya, or kishen chozrin tuna bracha lechatchila. Tanya kavasid rav chista chaveirim shal misubim lishtos yayin. Chaveirim that sitting to drink together va'akru ragleyan, and they left for whatever reason v'chazru and they return. Ain't tzrichin levarich. You don't have to make a new bracha because that, why not? Because you're returning to your spot. Okay. A new topic. It's a new topic, really part of the old topic. Here we go. Now we do this much slower because it's a very halachalamaisa, very relevant, and very interesting. Okay. Tana Rabbanan. The Rabbanan to what? B'nei Chabura. You have a group of people. Shahayu Misubin. They're eating a suda together. Vikirei Shalehem Ayom. Friday. And they're eating a suda together on a Friday afternoon. This is, again, Paras Mapu Makadish issues. Vikirei Shalehem Ayom. And it's Shabbos. Became Shabbos. So, Mevi'en Lo Kos Shalyayin. They bring him a cup of wine. The Omer love Kedusha Sayom. And they make Kiddush. Shani, they bring him a second cup of wine. Omer Olav Birchas Hamazon. They bench. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. That's Rabbi Yehuda's Pshat. What's going on? Says the Rashbam. Kid Amar Rabbi Yehuda La'el. Like Rabbi Yehuda said before, Rabbi Yehuda said that when Shabbos comes, you have to stop. So Shabbos comes, you have to stop. You're not allowed. Remember, there's a machlokas. Rabbi Yehuda said, when Shabbos comes, you have to stop. Rabbi Yosef said, you don't have to stop. And Shmuel said, we hold like neither of them. Rather, poris mapu makadosh. So here, Rabbi Yehuda says, you have to stop. If you have to stop, why are you making kiddush before you bench? Why are you doing that? That's funny, right? First you make kiddush, then you bench. And look, just one. Rabbi Yosef, Omer, Ochav, Holachach, Tekshach. Keep on eating till nighttime. You don't have to do anything. So the Rashbam says, what's the Pshat of Rabbi Yehuda? We'll get to Rabbi Yossi in a minute. What's the Pshat of Rabbi Yehuda? So Rashi says, the Rashbam says, the third line, fourth line from the bottom, Kida'am Rabbi Yehuda Le'el, Umihu. However, Hov Yigia Shas Kiddush, Tzarech Lekadosh Tchila. Kiddush comes, you make Kiddush first, then you'll bench. What's the reason for that? Doesn't really explain why. You hear what he's saying? First you make Kiddush, then you'll bench. Why are you doing it that some backwards, no?
Yeah.
Not backwards?
Apparently we bench more often than we make Kiddush, so we should give that...
So turn to Amud Beis for a second. So Tosfos had a different girsa. Tosfos had the opposite. Look at Tosfos, top Tosfos. So we shown Amud Lebuchas Amazon. First you bench, Lahasik, my suit is over. And Vashini Amud Lebuchas Kiddush Ayom, Samach Lishlud Shabbos. Right? Then you make Kiddush. Ulagirsa zu asi shapir. This makes a lot of sense. Ha-demash mo'le'el, like we said yesterday, 2 days ago. Demasik Rabbi Yehuda bakiras shulchan kodem Kiddush. Rabbi Yehuda said, you gotta stop. Shabbos comes, you can keep it, and you gotta stop. Right? Lefisha ha-yirigil lakar shulchan lefnei berchas ha-mazon. Because that's what they would do. They would take away the table before benching. Says it makes perfect sense. This girsa makes perfect sense. First you bench, Then Yisur is over. Then make Kiddush. Hasendin Tosos, I will swarm the Garsi. But if you have the other Girsa, like we have it in our Gemara, Rishon Ol of Kiddush Hayom, first make Kiddush. Taima, listen to this reason. Taima, the reason is, She'eni Yachol Litom Mikos Birchas Hamazon below Kiddush. How could you eat before Kiddush? How can you eat before Kiddush? You have to make Kiddush first. You don't eat before Kiddush. So you want to tell me, I'm not eating, I'm just going to bench. Yeah, but you have a kos for benching. How are you going to drink that kos? Therefore, by default, you have to make Kiddush first. Even though it's a funny thing, you have no choice. Interesting, no?
Why do you have to bench after you make Kiddush?
Why do you have to bench? Because you have to get rid of your weekday Suda. According to Rabbi Yehuda, there's no such thing. That's Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. You have to stop. Why? Because it's not Shabbos now. You can't have the same Suda weekday and Shabbos. They can't do that. You have to stop.
Kiddush,
what?
You're going to make Kiddush, you're
going to
bench, then you're
going to
wash again.
Exactly. Right. Exactly. You're going to make Kiddush, then you're going to bench, then you wash again. You have to do it like that. Rabbi Yossi holds, you don't even have to make, listen, now, everyone understand that Shita? I think it makes sense, no? Now Shmuel said, we don't hold like that. We don't like that. You can have one long Suda, just in the middle you have to make Kiddush. You don't have to bench. There's the people that did that on Friday in Purim, you don't have to bench. Keep on going. You have to stop and make Kiddush. It's Shabbos. That means Poris Mappa, you cover the Chala, Umakadish. Now,
as Chala Shudas, we have the custom to bench over a Kospa. We save the wine for Havdalah. So why is there an understanding that you have to drink the wine?
It's a very good question. That question might be answered today, and if not today, it'll be answered in 2 days. On Friday's daf, we're going to get to Havdalah.
Okay?
It'll be. I think your question will be answered. It's a very good question. So, but it might be answered today. So, that's a Yehuda Shita. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Rabbi Yossi says, no. Go enjoy yourself. Eat till the night. Listen to this. Gamru. Then when you finish your Suda, 10 o'clock at night, you finish your Suda. Kos Mishon Varach Lebrichas Hamazon. First, bench. Why bench first? Says the Mara Katan, because it's Tadir. Benching comes first. Vasheni Omer Lov Kedusha Tayom. Then make Kiddush. You're making Kiddush after you eat? So the Rashbam says it's okay, it's right nearby, and it's fine. After you eat, you're going to make Kiddush. Says Rabbi Yossi, you don't have to stop. Keep on going. No, you got to stop at some point, not eating forever. Whenever you're done, bench first, Tadir comes first, then make Kiddush. What's Kiddush without eating? So you make Kiddush, you just ate. So make Kiddush. That's Rabbi Yossi.
Why not Tadir? Why not you before you eat the bench first? Because that's the thing that you have a fear.
Because Rabbi Yossi said not to bench first.
So you're saying Tadir. So, no, meaning once you wash, you have a fear to bench. So that chiyuv came before the chiyuv.
That's he gives a second answer also. He gives both answers. Yeah. Okay. Now, Amai, why do you have to have two kosos? How about this? V'nimrinu l'tarvayu achad de kosa. Say both on one kos. Say kiddush and benching on the same kos. Why not? Kiddush and benching on the same kos. Don't we make Kiddush and Havdalah on the same coast? We're going to do it this year. Matzah Shabbos, we're going to make Kiddush and Havdalah on the same coast. Yak Nahaz. Get to that tune. Why not Kiddush and Havdalah? We do it. What about Kiddush and Mahavah? Kiddush and benching. Same coast. Why not? Says the Rashbam. Kiddush Hayom, Kiddush, Ubrichas Hamazon. Now, Ulu Rabbi Yossi Kaparach. This question is only according to Rabbi Yossi. The Ilu Rabbi Yehuda, Kivin de Mesfakinon, according to Yehuda, there's no shayla, you have to have two kosos. Because first you have to make Kiddush, and then you have to bend. No question, you have to have two. What about according to Rabbi Yossi? You're eating the whole Suda, then you're going to bench, then you're going to make Kiddush. Make one kos. Says the Gemara, Amr of Huna, no, Amr of Sheshes, Ein Omrim Shtei Kiddushos Al Kos Echad. You can't make two Kiddushos on one kos. You can't do that. You can't have two kedushos on one coast. My time, why not? Amar of Nachman by Yitzchak, Lefisha'ein Osin Mitzvos, Chavilos. You can't make mitzvos into bundles. What does that mean? Can't make mitzvos into bundles? Right, what the Rashban says, Demechzi olav kimasoi. It looks like a mitzvah is a burden on you. Ah, I'll do everything with that one kos. I should get another kos. I wish I wasted another cup of wine, not the same cup. So the Gemara doesn't answer that question. What's the difference between benching and Hakirish and Abdallah? The Gemara's going to give a few answers. So, just one question. One second. Right. So you're not allowed to do mitzvos chavilos. The Chassam Sofer has the following question. Really? So let's say it's Purim, and I give Shalach Manos to someone who's an Oni. He's an Oni, he's a poor man. I don't give him lollipops and chocolate. I give him a real Suda. I give him wine, and I give him meat. And I can't count that for Matanos of Yonim? It's not both. It's Shalach Manos and Matanos of Yonim. It's an Oni. It's not a rich neighbor. It's an Oni. I give him both. Can I count that for both? Well, you know, it's the mitzvahs chavilos, right?
Yeah, there it sounds like a hidder way of doing the mitzvah. The other way it sounds like you're trying to get away with doing less.
Why? Same thing. It's the same exact issue.
It's two different things.
Yeah?
It's how you look at what the chavilos are.
Oh.
So
that's what you're saying now. You're saying that they're not related. And the Gemara's going to say that. Yeah. Right, so why are we doing it there and here not doing it?
It's very simple.
Yeah.
It's the same one idea. You take the day, cut it, split it. The same thing.
So what Mati's saying is saying what the answer is because the only time you the mitzvah's chavilos is a problem is when you're doing two actions at one time, two actions for two mitzvos. Two actions for two mitzvos. That's a problem. In other words, I'm going to say, saying here must be an action. I'm going to say benching, and I'm going to say kiddush. It's two mitzvos, two actions that you're not allowed to do. But one action, and I happen to chop two mitzvos, what's wrong with that? Something wrong with that. Now, we're going to say in a minute that kiddush and avdol is one action. Because it's the same side, it's two sides of the same coin. Kiddush and Avdallah. That you can do. What? Kiddush and benching have nothing to do with each other.
So,
they're two actions, it's two mitzvos. Kiddush and Avdallah is the same mitzvah. You're splitting the day. Now, what about Matanos of Yonim and Shalach Manos? It's one action. You're giving the same wine. So of course it can count for both. Why not? It's the same wine.
The graph says, I think that on Rosh Chodesh, if you say Baruch Yinafi, you're saying the Sheh Hayom. You don't have to say...
Similar idea, right? It's one of the Achronim says the following thing. He says, let's say your mother asks you to take out the garbage. And then your father asks you to take out the garbage. So it's mitzvahs chavilos? Because you're two mitzvahs, your mother and your... It's ridiculous. That's crazy. It's the same action. For the same action, it's not a problem. When is it a problem? When it's a different action. So, speaking about benching and then saying kiddush are two different actions. It's a problem. Therefore, you have to have two kosos. Says Tosfos, I'll tell you another problem. We all know this. We all know this issue, and we're all busy with it. Shever brachas. Right? Shever brachas. Look at Tosfos. Tosfos, she'ein omrim shtei kedushos. He says, v'yesh noagin, b'chuppa. He doesn't mean the chuppah. He means the sheir brachas. By the chuppah. We'll get to the chuppah in a minute. But by the sheir brachas, mitam zeh, for this reason, shelo lomar shever brachas al kolos brachas amazon. We don't have sheir brachas on the same cup of benching. They have nothing to do with each other. One's sheir brachas and one's benching. Some people say, oh, it's because the chassid and the kala can't shiv from the... That's not the reason. That's another reason. It's true, they can't drink from the same coast. Nothing to do with that. They can pour it afterwards to a different cup. What do you have it before for? But you're starting out with two. Why? This reason. You can't have shaver brachas and then benching in the same cup. Why? They're two different pu'ulos, two different actions. One's benching and one shaver brachas on one cup. How could you do that? The same exact thing. Same issue. Right?
Is there any difference between a mitzvah that you cause yourself to have to do and a mitzvah that you're...
So Tosfos is going to address that issue in a second, because he says like this, Ella, rather, mevi'in kos acher, you have to bring another cup, v'im barachan ala sheni bor priya gofen, b'yayin, shekvar birach al kos birachas amazon. You can't make that, the Sheva Brachas cup, can't be the same cup for benching. Why? You're not going to bench twice. You're not going to say two brachas of birchas of barbi agafen, right? Ach, Rabbeinu Meshulam, Hayomer, Hakol al kol zechad, he would bench the whole thing on one cup for your reason. The low dummy, Lebirchas Hamazon, Vikiddish, the Trey Milinu, Kinamrina Besamach. Kiddish and benching are two completely unrelated things. There's no shaykhis whatsoever between Kiddish and benching. However, says Rabbeinu Meshulam, there is a connection between Sheva Brachas and benching. What's the connection? You're not going to have Sheva Brachas if you don't have benching. Meaning you need 10 people. You're not going to ever have it. You're not going to have Sheva Brachas if you don't have benching. You can't have Sheva Brachas if you don't wash. You can't have sit down and have some popcorn and have Sheva Brachas. You can't do that. You have to have a Suda. So therefore, Avohacha Chad Demilsehi. It's one story. Why? The Brachas HaMazon gurim LeBrachas HaNisuin. Because the Brachas HaMazon causes the Sheva Brachas to happen. Without that, you're not going to have Sheva Brachas. So really, they're connected. Now, you can argue on that. You can quibble with that. That's why the Tosfos brings down two opinions. First, it says, no, you got to have two cups. Rabbeinu Meshulam says, not true. Why? Because they're connected. Now that's Sheva Brachas. What about the wedding? At the chuppah itself? Ubrachas Erisin VeNisuin, at a wedding, Nagu Lomal Shnei Kosos. They also have two cups. For time, what's the reason for that? So first he says the Regilin Zebelozet. Because an Erison and a Nesuin don't have to be together. They don't have to be together. They don't have to. You can do the Erison today, and you can do the Nesuin next year. As a matter of fact, Kedar B'Ksuvos, Mavarkin Berchas Erison B'Bayis, Erison, Berchas Chasanim B'Beis Chasanim. You can make the Erison here, and you make the Nesuin over there. They don't have to be in the same building. We do Bisman as that all at the same time. And then tells us the second reason, we read a ksuva in between the Erisin and the Nisuin, it's a hefzik, hildach mischavdin lakach, and we do it on purpose. We purposely break up the Erisin and the Nisuin, lakach tzarech beis kosos. That's why you have two cups. Right? Okay, that was interesting. Okay. Now, back to the Gemara. Velo? But no such thing as two mitzvahs. For Tanya, listen to this carefully. Hanichnas labayis b'motzei Shabbos. Somebody walks into his house on Motzei Shabbos. Mevarach al hayayin. Right? You make a bracha. First, you make a bracha on wine. Right? What's yayin? Bor pri hagafen. And the Rashbam says the reason why you make a bracha on wine is because it's tadir. Then va'al hamaor. Then on Bar Maria Ish, right, Matzah Shabbos. Then Al Basamim. Then Al Basamim. V'yachakach Omer Havdalah Al HaKos. And then you make Havdalah. Right? So far, there's no question.
Well, there is, because we do a different topic.
One second. So the Rashbam says, this is Beis Shammai's opinion, whatever. V'mein lo el HaKos Echad. But if you only have one Kos? You only have one Kos. So Meinicho L'Achar HaMazon. Wait till after benching. Umeshashlin kulan achorov. And then make the kos apply to all these mitzvahs that you're doing. Havdalah and benching. So what do you see? What does Havdalah do with benching? They have nothing to do with each other. Yet, you can make it on one kos. So the Gemara answers, ain't lo shiny. Well, if you don't have, it's a totally different story. I don't have. Ain't lo shiny. I don't have. What am I supposed to do? Rather not... If you don't have, then... So the Gemara says, one second. V'hayantav shechalios achar Shabbos. Yantav falls out on Shabbos, after Shabbos. Yantav falls out on a matzah Shabbos. The islay. And you do have. Why do you have? So the Rashbam says, Kasol kadaitach, yantav rishon shel Pesach, shechalios achar Shabbos oskinan. We're talking about this year, when the first night of Pesach is on a matzah Shabbos. Who doesn't have more than one cup? Who doesn't have more than one cup? Everyone does. Right? The isbe kosos harbe. Everyone's got a lot of cups. Ditnan le'el afilu onishabi Yisrael lo yivtzuku lo amabra kosos. Even the poor man's got four cups. Omer Rav Yachne Alma kiddush v'avdala kos echad matzi omar. You can say kiddush v'avdala in one cup. Right? You can occasionally have Abdallah on one cup. So we do. I'm a Rav Yakne. Rav says, Yayin Kiddush Ner Havdalah. Right? Asks one of the Achronim, asks the Shemon Rokeach, well, how do you know that it's on the same cup? All Rav said is the order. He just said the order. Yakne. How do you know it's one cup? Doesn't anything about one cup. It just says the order. And Shmuel, Rav Yakne. And how do you know it's one cup? So the answer is, we're going to see tomorrow that the reason why many people argued on Rav is because they wanted you to realize they wanted to they I'm sorry, the reason why Yayin Kiddush Ner Havdalah. Others are going to argue on Rav because they want the Havdalah and the Kiddush to be recognizable, that you're making Havdalah and Kiddush. So if it's on two cups, of course you're going to make it, of course recognizable. It's two cups. It has to be one cup. Has to be one cup. That's why there's a chashash. That's why there's going to be 10-way machlokas tomorrow, how to say yakneh. Now, there's no zman. Notice there's no zman. There's no shechiyanu. What's the only possible yontif where there's no shechiyanu? Second day Pesach. It's the only time there's no shechiyanu, right? Omri, midelo omar zman, since there's no shechiyanu, michlal, the shvi shel Pesach is kinan. We're talking about the second days of Pesach. Second days of Pesach. Dechol mai dehavilei achalei v'lesley. You have no more wine left. You drink it all up. You have no more wine left. You have one cup. You have one cup. So you both. But if you have more than one, maybe we'd never allow it. Right? Which is why you need two cups for Kiddush and Havdalah. I'm sorry. You need two cups for Kiddush and benching. Or Havdalah and benching. I over here yakneh, yeah, because it's at the end of yontif. You don't have any more. What's it called? You don't have any more wine. You ran out. You have one cup left. You save you one cup, so you're gonna chop both. You're gonna use it for Kiddush and Havdalah. What are you supposed to do? You don't have. But in a normal situation, we would never say you use one.
Why do we do Kiddush before Havdalah? Didn't your chiyuv of Havdalah come first?
So that's tomorrow's daf. The whole order. Rav just said yayin Kiddush ner Havdalah. The reason is because we want to delay Shabbos leaving. We want to bring in Shabbos faster and delay the exit. So Havdalah is always at the end.
But isn't it weird to start the next day before you finish the day before?
What?
Kiddush is essentially starting.
Yeah, but it's just it's yeah, but it's but Havdalah is just words. It's just words. So you're going into Kiddush Yontif anyway. Nothing's changing. Kiddush Malacha. Right, so it's just words. So that's the reason. You'll see why. We're gonna have tomorrow. We're gonna have a 5-way machlokas. What? How to do it? Now, Tosfos raises a very interesting question before we get to the answer about, so that was the answer. The answer was you only have one. But if you don't have one, you do two mitzvahs. Now, the Gemara is going to ask in a minute, what about Yak Nahaz, where there is a Shechiyonu, and it's the first night, and you have a lot of wine, why are you making it on one cup? And the Gemara is going to give Mati's answer. But before we get to that, look at this Tosfos of the second to last one. Rav Amar Yayin Kiddush Ner Havdalah. What happened to Besamim? Where's Besamim? The answer is, there is no Besamim. Why not? When Yontif is on a Matzah Shabbos, like this year, there's no Besamim. Why not? So, Uma She'ein Mazgir Besamim, how come there's no Besamim? Pirish Rashbam, the Tam Besamim Mishim Ibud Neshama Yiseira. The reason why we say Besamim, this is not a Kabbalistic thing. This is a Rishonim. Tosfos is a big litvak, because you lost the neshama yisera, and therefore the besamim make you happy. They cheer you up. Who's in the neshama yisera? Ubi yontif nami ikan neshama yisera. So yontif also have a neshama yisera. So why bother with besamim? You have a neshama yisera yontif too. Fikasha the im kain matzah yontif ma'alot tikn besamim. But wait a minute, one second. If that's true, then the yontif is on a Tuesday, and you're making Havdalah, why can't there be besamim then? Therefore, lekach nera dinir yontif lekan neshama yisera. No, there is no neshama yisera on yontif, only on Shabbos. So why is there no besamim? V'hacha ein maskir besamim mishum de simchas yontif v'achilu shtia moel kamo besamim. Because to have simchas yontif eating and drinking, it takes the place of besamim. I don't need besamim. You're right. There's only neshama yisera, and I'm very depressed. But I'm not so depressed. I have yontif, I have suda, I have wine and meat. Then Tosfos says, others give other reasons But I don't like those reasons. I think my reason is the best reason. The Ran says a strange thing. Maybe he'll come to cut off the Besamim. Why on earth would you do that not on Shabbos? It turns out I don't like those reasons. I think my reason is the best reason. You don't need Besamim because you have the Yontif Suda is complementing the fact that you lost the Besamim. They lost the Besamim Yisera. Okay? And now the Gemara is asking 1 second. Vayontif Rishon de Islay. What about the first night of Pesach? The Islay. What does the Islay mean? You have Besamim. I'm sorry. You have more than one cup of wine. V'amar Abaya, Yayin Kiddush Zman Erev Dala, V'rav Amar Yayin Kiddush Erev Dala Zman. So you have the wine, and you're still making one cup. You're still making one cup. Ella, so what's the reason? Why have Dala and Kiddush one cup? Or Havdalah and Kiddush one cup, and benching and Kiddush two cups. Why? Havdalah Ella, Havdalah v'Kiddush, Chada Milsahi. It's one thing. Berchas Hamazon v'Kiddush, Trei Milininu. Berchas Hamazon and Kiddush are two things. What does that mean? It says there's four answers what this means. It says the Rashbam, you know what it means? Tarvaihu Mishum Kiddushas Yomim Tovim Ninu. They're both about Yontif. Kiddushas Yontif. Havdalah Atzma, he masked Kedushas Yontif. Havdalah also, he mentioned Yontif, the Kedusha. The Mavdil ben Kodesh and Kodesh Mavarech. On Shabbos, going into Yontif, the Havdalah, language of Havdalah is Hamavdil ben Kodesh and Kodesh. Therefore, they're both about Kedusha. Benching has nothing to do with Kedusha. You eat your bench. That's one answer. Right? The Rashbam, the Rabbeinu Chananel gives a second answer. And he says as follows, Kiddush and Havdalah both have to be made before you can eat. You can't eat before Kiddush, and you can't eat before Havdalah. Benching is the opposite, it's made after you eat. It's the opposite thing. How can you make Kiddush and benching on the same cup? The whole purpose of the cup is totally different. It doesn't make any sense. That's another answer. The Maram Chalava says, that Kiddush and Havdalah, like Mati said before, one goes in and one goes out. So how can you make Kiddush, how can there be a Kiddush on a Masa Shabbos, Yontif, without Havdalah? It's impossible. You have to have both. You don't have to have benching. Who told you to wash the now before Yontif is over, Shabbos is over? Who told you to do that? You don't have to do it. It doesn't have to happen. Here, it has to be. When Yontif leaves, Shabbos comes. When Shabbos leaves, Yontif comes. Has to be this way. And therefore, you can make one kos. And then the fourth reason, the Ran says, the Ran says that Kiddush and Havdalah, Kiddush and Havdalah, again, a similar idea. Kiddush is on, how does this go? Benching is on the past, and Kiddush is on the future. Benching is on the past. I ate already. Kiddush is I'm welcoming Shabbos, right? Benching is on the past. Kiddush is on the future. What about Havdalah? Havdalah is on the past.
Isn't there also the fact that when you're going from Shabbos into Yom Tov, you will already have davened Maariv and acknowledged the end of Shabbos and the beginning of. So the act of Havdalah, the symbolism is just fulfilling what you've already accepted.
Okay, yeah, so this edge I'm not 100% sure about because Havdalah is really on the past also.
It's not really on the past if you think about it. It's really just whatever.
Right, just ending.
It's a break.
Right.
And
right.
There's one more thing that Birkas Hamazon and Kiddush are mitzvahs de oraisa.
So?
So you can combine them with the one and then make them
one. Okay, maybe that's. Okay, no one says that.
No.
Oh, you read it somewhere? Okay, no, maybe someone says that. I didn't see it here. Fine. So therefore, Kiddush and Havdalah. I mean, you know anybody who makes Kiddush and Havdalah on a Yaknaz makes two kosos? Nobody does that. Nobody does that at all. Right? Today's daf. Nobody does that. Benching and Kiddush? So I don't know. We didn't answer your question yet.
No.
But we'll get to it in the next 2 days. Benching and Kiddush, they have nothing to do with each other. And therefore you require two kosos. Enos and mitzvahs chavilos. Right? That's why you require two kosos. What about benching and Havdalah? But it's the same thing. And therefore you make one kos. All right, we'll stop here. Another two dots, Gufa, and everyone have a very good day.